Hello. This is the third time that I am recording this broadcast. Clearly, Satan does not want you to listen to this. It's been 2 days that I've been trying to record this. 2 days. So I will skip the introduction. I will just tell you that my name is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory of Jesus Christ. This Fruit Factory is a ministry, a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we are called to True Israel and the End Times Church. Please refer to previous audios for more information about True Israel, because True Israel is not the Israel that you think it is. That satanic flag that is flying right now on that territory is not of God. The people of that territory are not of God. They are the synagogue of Satan. And for more information, Revelation 2 verse 9, Revelation 3 verse 9, Deuteronomy 28. You read those and you will be able to understand that True Israel is still scattered around the world because of the punishment that they receive from the Lord for their hard-heartedness and their disobedience. Now, I have been trying to record this audio. It is called the litmus test that I received from the Lord Jesus Christ on August 7th, 2024. This is my fourth attempt. Two attempts are actually recorded, 1 hour, 1 hour and a half of content, of audio, of broadcast audio. Two times I recorded it in full, only to realize on the 15th minute that the audio went out. Every other audio have been recorded and posted. In these two days, I have posted three different prophecies. But this prophecy, I recorded it three times. Two of the three times were the full prophecy, 1 hour, 1.5 hours. And midway through it, right at the beginning, the audio of the final document, the final file, was removed. So I'm going to try this again. Litmus test is a prophecy that I received from the Lord. That is a continuation of the series of prophecies in church leadership. The foundational scripture for this series is Micah chapter 3. Micah chapter 3 is a book of the prophet Micah that discusses the state of false prophets and false leadership in Israel. This topic is very close to the Lord's heart because it is the primary tool that Satan is using to destroy the church, and I will continue with this series for as long as Yahweh desires me to. And Satan, you cannot stop this. I rebuke you. I rebuke you, Satan, because your plots and your little tricks that you use are being revealed. They are being exposed. And I rebuke you. You will not succeed in stopping this message from going out to the nations. You will not succeed. One day, the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching people about the priority of having a clean heart and above the cleanness that is visible. He was saying that it is no use if everyone sees you washing your hands before you eat and thinks that you are holy, when in reality you live with filth and sin in your heart, because it is that which comes out of your mouth from your heart that defiles you, and not what you eat through your mouth into your stomach. Jesus was breaking dead religious rituals that were sterile and only kept people from the truth. The religious leaders of the time were angry with his words, and this is what the Lord had to answer. In Matthew 15, verses 12 to 14, it is written, "Then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leading the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. The Lord was telling them that the people who are offended are a few things. One, plants that the father did not plant. Two, blind. And he said of the former that they will be uprooted, and of the latter that they are leading the blind into a ditch. This series of Micah prophecies is to stop that cycle completely among those who are willing to listen. The Father is uprooting those he did not plant in this season of the Great Purge, as he called it. He is also taking away the blind shepherds who are leading the blind sheep into a ditch, and he will replace them with shepherds who can see and will be both planted by him and submitted to him. The Father is purging both true Israel and the church, and only a remnant that is holy and loves him will remain. It is from this remnant that a new breed of pastors and apostles and teachers, prophets and evangelists will rise. These new breeds will be the new wineskins who do not subscribe to the weak and dead doctrines of modern Christianity, but will bring back the fire of the gospel of the kingdom of God in Christ Jesus to the forefront for a robust and wise church that will be able to navigate these end times with faith, power, and skill. Today's prophecy is called the litmus test, a title that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to this revelation. And in this teaching, the Lord is giving us, his people, the details about how to do a litmus test to find out if a prophet is true or false. Yah is bringing us into the confidence of some aspects of his process of building up his prophets. All of what is mentioned in this prophecy is thoroughly documented in the Bible, but the church is blinded and deaf. She has ears but does not hear. She has eyes but does not see. It is a pity. May the veil be lifted from her eyes today and the scales fall so that she may finally see what has been right in front of her the entire time. Now I'm going to begin the prophecy itself, the statements of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the litmus test. This is the litmus test. If your prophet does not pass the test, if your prophet does not pass the test, then they are simply not a true prophet of God. More than 95% of what the modern church calls prophets are not and have not been commissioned by me. You just need to watch the arrogance, extravagance, and deceit with which they operate and run their services and churches to know that it is all smoke and mirrors. A true prophet, first of all, may have a ministry but will not have a church. Prophets are not shepherds or apostles. They are prophets. Being a pastor requires time and skill and energy that a true prophet will not even have the time for. True prophets are too busy hearing from me, documenting what I tell them, interceding for what I ask them to, and show them, and ministering to me to be able to run churches. True prophets do one thing that takes them a lot of their time, ministering to me. True prophets are in constant, consistent, and persistent communion with me. Many of them, depending on the path I have set before them, cannot do anything else during the day. They will not have the time to have a normal full-time job or even run a full-time business. They are preoccupied with me, my voice, my instruction, all the time, 24/7. True prophets will usually have extended seasons or periods during the year where they will be in the secret place for weeks or months at a time. isolated, away from the world, even friends and family, to be downloading, receiving, and documenting what I tell them. To be in prayer, worship, and undergoing spiritual cleansing through that prayer and time spent ministering to me. True prophets will not have time to be doing reaction videos on social media, and I will forbid them to react to people who insult or offend them. Instead, I will deal with your hearts and hurts in the secret place. True prophets know not to be arrogant. They know not to get carried away in their endeavors and begin speaking rubbish, poison, false doctrine to my people. They know this because I have spent an extensive amount of time breaking them and shattering their egos through harsh trials and tribulations throughout their lives. Prophets, true prophets, know that I do not play with the holy and very sensitive oil of prophecy. They will not joke around with the things I reveal to them, play and laugh at serious issues like people's demons and afflictions. True prophets will not have fanfare around them. They do not put on a show. They do not give motivational speeches on TikTok. And they are not called to go around different countries and nations to do miracle signs and wonders. True prophets do not have time for that. Beloved, tell them about what most of your days look like. Just 1% of what it looks like. So, the Lord has asked that I share with you just a broad overview of what my day looks like, especially when he says that you hardly have time for anything outside the Lord when you are a prophet. If I were to describe it, I would say that nothing belongs to me, not my money, not my time, not my plans. I could be in the middle of a conversation at the supermarket or working on the train, at the office, in a meeting. And just there, I begin having visions, and I must stop and document them, and then later investigate them. At any moment, the Lord can tell me, drop what you're doing and go lay down because I have things to show you. Then I have to instantly obey, and as I lay down, I will be in deep sleep within seconds and have a series of dreams. Sometimes I just need to close my eyes and have visions, wide awake. Sometimes it is just being quiet, sat with my eyes open, with visions. Sometimes I am in a full dynamic activity, like at the gym, and I get a vision. There, I'm just working out on my rowing machine, and bam, vision begins. Oh, the Lord interrupts me with a word. There is a difference between talking to God, which I do, conversationally, and when he's giving a word, a prophetic word, the way I react, the way you have to take the words that he's professing is different. You have to document it. So that's just an idea. Being woken up with prophecy is everyday life. Being woken up to pray, everyday life. And this is outside the time I must spend in my own Bible study and worship and ministering to the Lord. So you see that there is not a lot to go around. I would never have time to run a church. Impossible. Impossible. Where would I put God's words, his voice, the things he gives me? Where would I put that to be running a church? It just would never happen. So let's return to the litmus test. Thus says the Lord, true prophets have and receive prophecies, warnings, and mysteries from me, and they do so at a high and intense rate. True prophets receive information from me that is decades, centuries, or millennia ahead of their time. True prophets diligently deliver these messages as I order them to, and will always require them to publish them somewhere in writing. If your favorite prophet does not have a place where you can actually read prophecies I gave them for their specific anointed, appointed audience, then this is not someone I call my prophet. This is because, spiritually speaking, prophecies are recorded on scrolls, the written word, and they are documented and kept in heavenly archives. So they must be delivered in some form of writing so that they can be complete. If you have never read a prophecy in written form from any of your prophets, then question yourselves. If not where you can read, then at least where they document these prophecies rigorously. The only reason why we have 2/3 of scripture coming from books written by prophets or about prophets is because of this principle. If they did not rigorously document their prophecies and spiritual experiences, then the Bible would not exist. The first thing I made Elvira write down when I first showed her her calling was a prophecy. The first thing I gave her to write down as text on this website while she was still trying to design it from scratch was a prophetic statement which I asked her to publish on the front page. To those who shout, prophesy, where is the prophetic word you have ever put in writing? I hear some of you speak to Moses and Abraham, yet never documented. Actually, many of you brag about not needing to write anything down. Who taught you that? It surely was not me, the Lord God. What are you feeding my people? What did I tell you to publish or warn my people or the world of? That comes from my mouth and not your deceit or your scouring through the news channels, YouTube videos or TikTok. Do you know who your appointed audience is? By that I mean a real group of people whom you are sent to, that is not random people willing to listen to your filth on the internet. Celestial, I prepared for America with a specific message. Your judgment for harlotry and idolatry. Elvira, I prepared for Israel, true Israel, with a message. Your regathering and return to the land of the promise. Jonah, I had sent to a specific people with a specific message. To Daniel, I gave specific visions and a specific message for a specific time. Isaiah was the same. John the Baptist had a specific message in his mouth for the coming of the Messiah. Does your prophet have a specific message? What is their audience? Who did I send them to? If you cannot identify these, then there is a high chance I never did. Is their message just on fire for God? Or is it, I must build a people for God? That is okay. But anyone who is a true Christian is called to do that. What is their specific mandate? For whom? Did I prepare them for that? Do they spend time ministering to me? Have you been able to read from them the words I put in their mouths? Some are simply prophetic. They can receive warnings, truths, and teachings from me, but do not qualify as a true prophet. Others are flat out false. And they are leading you all who listen to them and defend and support them to hell. Open your eyes. True prophets are not called to sit for hours and hours and say, prophesy. This is foolishness. I do not send out my true prophets for such nonsense. My true prophets will have a library of written prophecies about the future, that they are tasked to release the way that many before them did, as recorded in my written word. True prophets have something to announce, something specific and defined, not related to today's breaking news or tomorrow's trending topics. They announce it and that's all. They will say what I told them, then sit back and watch it all come to pass. They will reveal what I gave them, then watch and let the truth take root in you. Their job is to be like a TV station or a book publisher or a radio player that releases what comes from my mouth. All the extra you have been deceived by is just that, deception. Today's so-called prophets are wizards, witches, and warlocks, 98% of them. I very cautiously select and very harshly train my prophets that they will not play around with my words, dishonor me, or exalt themselves above me. Let he who has ears here. True prophets will also always be asking you constantly and repeatedly to be in repentance and submission to me. And that is because true prophets are always sent ahead of a major event. They are sent ahead of a season. They are sent ahead to prepare my people for that event or that season. And preparation is always directly related to repentance and a call back to holiness. When was the last time your prophet scorned you about your sin and rebellion against me? Or do they tell you that sin is not a problem for me? Do they even mention it? True prophets will be offensive. They will be rejected and they will be doubted. True prophets have been prepared by me for all three. The world will call true prophets crazy because true prophets are the ones who bear my face and carry my voice, and the world hates me. True prophets will give you messages that will punch you in the gut. It is for this very reason that they are sent. They will deliver them and then keep delivering them until their task is complete. I, the Lord, have trained them for this. True prophets do not carry sugary doctrines of devils, but will always make you update your database of the knowledge of truth, especially in areas where it hurts the most, not in spiritualism. They are the ones I sent to rip the bandage off and pour real painful medicine on the wound so that they may actually be healed, so that you may actually be healed. The office of the prophet is the hardest and the one I most severely judge because it represents my words directly and therefore has a very high spiritual potency to either lead to life or to a devastating death. If you were thinking about creating a social media account to put prophet before your name because you have had a few dreams which came true or want to scream prophesy through witchcraft powers, this is your warning. Do not do it. Yes, the prophesy filth gets on my nerves. It is utterly ridiculous, a travesty. True prophets know that this warning is an indescribable blessing because I have told them that the time for a clean slate in the office has come. I will clear out the false prophets from among you, and it will be scandals and a spectacle that will make it abundantly clear that I am the Lord and my name, my word, my voice is holy. I will begin with the prophesy nonsensical devils that you worship and have exalted above my name. Go and make a list of those who do this. I, the Lord God, will surely take them all down and split their facade apart and shatter their magic mirrors of deception so that you will see the people you bowed in front of and called Papa. I, the Lord God, will surely do this so that my name will be exalted and your idols will eat the dust of the witchcraft and deceit they fed you. And to you all false prophets, if you still have a single well-functioning brain cell, then you will throw yourselves prostrate before me and wail in cries of repentance for your sins. Repent before you wake up to your name on the front news of the nations, and that time is already here. Let he who has ears hear. And yes, many of you false prophets will lose your lives as judgment for your many sins. I, the Lord God, will surely do this. And all of you who rush to say, God said, the Lord told me, or the Lord showed me when I never did, I will make sure you will not have the chance to utter such words ever again. You will be sent off to dwell with your father, Satan, the father of all lies. This is the end of the Lord's words from August 7th, 2024. But as I was prepping to wrap up the publishing of this prophecy on August 15th, the Lord added this statement to it. Thus says the Lord, they love their false prophets and they reject my true prophets. It has always been this way. They have always acted this way, and your situation will be no different. You will labor and publish thousands of prophecies, and it is not until they start coming to pass years from now that they will start flocking to this platform when the time for preparation would have been over already. I know these people, my beloved. I know them. I have been dealing with them from the beginning. But they will also not be able to say that I did not warn them and that they did not know. I will give them a full teaching on how to know which prophet or which leader is from me and which is not. But they will ignore it so that they continue to run after their idols, just like they always have. These are the people you have to deal with. This is true, Israel. The Lord's words ended here. And then he asked me to share this scripture with you that he gave me as a banner scripture for this prophecy. Isaiah 48, verses 1 to 8. It is written, Listen to this, you descendants of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and come from the line of Judah, you who take oaths in the name of the Lord and invoke the God of Israel, but not in truth or righteousness. You who call yourselves citizens of the holy city and claim to rely on the God of Israel, the Lord Almighty is his name. I foretold the former things long ago. My mouth announced them and I made them known. Then suddenly I acted and they came to pass. For I knew how stubborn you were. Your neck muscles were iron. Your forehead was bronze. Therefore, I told you these things long ago before they happened. I announced them to you so that you could not say, my images brought them about. My wooden image and metal god ordained them. You have heard these things. Look at them all. Will you not admit them? From now on, I will tell you of new things, of hidden things unknown to you. They are created now and not long ago. You have not heard of them before today. So you cannot say, yes, I knew of them. You have neither heard nor understood. From of old, your ears have not been open. Well, do I know how treacherous you are? You were called a rebel from birth. This is the end of the scripture. And as I was reading it, it's the prophecy about the beautiful men of America and alien transsexual technology and the industrial misinformation, all the prophecies I've published about the great deception just came to my mind as I was reading the scripture, because it is exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about, from now on, I will tell you of new things, of hidden things unknown to you. They are created now and not long ago. You have not heard them of them before today. And I promise you that. The revelation, the things that the Lord has exposed, just in those first two articles, those first two prophecies of the great deception. I've not even published the rest. I have other things that he's revealed to me that will come. There are still only 24 hours in a day, and I'm trying to get through these prophecies. But talking to you about alien technology that transforms people's bodies, men's bodies into women's bodies, and then Satan makes these people superstars. The Zendayas, the Beyoncés, these are men. And the Lord detailed the process to me. He showed me step by step. and I published it. You can go and read it. These are things that no one can sit and say, I knew about it, or sit and say, well, it is nothing new. No. Impossible. And the Lord said that these people will be exposed. They will be. Beyonce will be exposed. She's a high-level Satanist. But when I listen to this, when I read the scripture, as I read it, it just jumped into my mind. Or the prophecy titled The 1984 Manhunt. We know that there is martyrdom. That prophecy is about martyrdom, about the murder of Christians in these end times. But not the way that we think about it. When the Lord gave me that prophecy, I was shocked. Like, is this really what they are going to do? And he said, yes, they already have a kill list of Christians. Look, you need to go and read those prophecies. You need to stay in touch with what God is saying, because he is revealing things and he's saying things in advance to preserve us. But also, like the word that I just read says, to show his people that he is God, to show the world that after all is done and said and done, I am Yahweh. So this is what I would call Yahweh's apologetics for true prophecy. In this passage, the Lord is speaking to his people who claim to love him but not practice what he prescribes. They do not believe in what he proclaims through the mouth of his true prophets. He calls them those who make mention of the God of Israel but not in truth and in righteousness. He is talking to them specifically here because those who do mention him in truth and in righteousness have no problem recognizing when it is him who is speaking. They have no problem detecting when it is an imposter who is passing for a prophet of God. They also have no issue believing the words that they hear from the mouth of God's true prophet. When they hear it spoken, they can detect his voice by the Spirit of God that is alive inside them. They will not need a whole year of testing the Spirit, whilst they continue to worship devil worshippers, calling themselves servants of God. They will not rely on if they feel peace in their hearts to determine if it is God speaking. I am so glad that the Holy Spirit has brought up this phenomenon known as peace in the heart. What is this? This thing that fake Christians use to measure God's will, his voice, or instruction. For the record, this is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible has to say about the human heart. It is written in Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Bible says that the heart is three things. First, deceitful above all things. Second, desperately wicked. Third, unknown or unsure. So with this knowledge, please explain to me how anyone can discern God's voice with such a defiled instrument as the human heart. It is because you are using your heart that you are running after witches and warlocks, men who are passing for women, homosexuals and pedophiles in the church. It's because of that heart that you're running after these celebrities who sacrifice you to Baphomet. The leaders that you vote for who worship the devil. And the causes that you defend that are an abomination to the Lord. Your heart is doing exactly what the Bible promises that it will do. It will deceive you. It will be desperately wicked. And it will make you volatile and unsure about everything. That is why you consider people's words on the internet to be of greater value than the Word of God. And do you know what the Bible says about God? He is first, truth. Second, righteous. Third, unchanging. The same yesterday, today, and forever. So compare these two lists. Compare the two lists. Do you notice something? God is exactly the opposite of what your heart is. That is why you reject him and you reject his messengers, Israel. Israel, you reject him because your heart is desperately wicked and you live according to your heart. You are desperately wicked, Israel. That's why you reject the messengers of God. His true prophets, you reject him. You reject them. You would rather make up an idea of a God that does not even exist and worship that God in your deceitful, desperately wicked and volatile hearts. I told you before that the fruit factory, there is no sugary doctrine. There is no milk. This is solid food for Christians who want the solid food, who want to be ready, who want to show fruit, who do not want to end up in the fire. You need to crush your ego. You need to crush what you've been believing so far and submit yourself to God and go to him in repentance and in humility to receive the truth. So in this scripture, Yah is telling these people why prophecy exists, so that he will get the credit and the glory for what he has done. He foretells things from long ago, things that were never known or understood, so that when they happen, the hard-headed harlots and desperately wicked people who refuse to listen at first will not be able to say, "This is nothing new," or "We knew this. We knew this was going on. Come on." No. You won't be able to say that. You won't be able to say that you knew that Zendaya was a man. You won't be able to say that you knew that she was undergoing alien, occultic, mystical surgery to sustain that appearance. That she was sacrificed as a kid, as a child, by her parents to the god of Baphomet to be turned into a megastar. She was prepared as a baby. He was prepared as a baby. How many of your false prophets act like weathermen trying to analyze trends, gauge the temperature of things, and give you a word from God when they obviously get it wrong? And when they obviously get it wrong, they say, "Well, we knew that this was a possibility," or "I got it wrong this time, guys. Nobody is perfect." Or worse, they say that they prayed about it and the Lord changed his mind. This is such blasphemy and disrespect against God. How can you listen to them and defend? "Yes, you know what, God, nobody is perfect." What do you mean nobody is perfect? Is the prophecy from God or is it from somebody? Because God is perfect. Please adjust your minds. Straighten it up. In this scripture, the Lord says, "I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them and they came to pass, because I knew that you were obstinate and your neck was an iron sinew and your brow was bronze. Even from the beginning I have declared it to you. Before it came to pass, I proclaim it to you, lest you say, 'My idol has done them, and my carved image and my molded image have commanded them.'" God knows who he's dealing with. He knows that he's dealing with an obstinate and hard-necked people. He knows that these people love to worship ideas they made up in their heads. People they turned into celebrities and idols and inanimated objects that they formed with their own hands to hang on the walls of their living rooms and bow to. You may think that the idols formed with their hands, that part, are for non-Christian religion, non-Christian beliefs, but this happens within Christianity. Look at the Catholics who call themselves Christians, but are not, obviously. They have 1,000 idols, 500,000 saints, and about 1 million prayers to angels. All the other so-called believers who spend more time caring about what is on their phones than about what God is saying or wants from them. Your phone is your idol. Social media is your idol. That celebrity is your idol. That sports team is your idol. That sportswoman is your idol. You bought something that was made with human hands, that phone. You bought it with your own money, but you bow to it every day. There are Christians who burn sage to detox their atmosphere. They buy it with their money and then wrap it up with their own hands. and give it credit for cleansing their minds or whatever else sage is supposed to do. The Lord has created prophecy, and he says things in advance through the mouth of his faithful servants so that no one will be able to say that they did it. When it is proclaimed in the Bible 3,000 years ago and it finally happens, which is the case of Israel's regathering that is going to happen in this generation, no political leader, no activist, no pastor, no apostle, no international organization, no nation will be able to say that they made it happen. The Lord proclaims things in advance so that you will not be able to say that it is Donald Trump who made it possible, but that it is he, Yah, who has set forth his word and has watched that it was accomplished exactly how he said it. No one but Jesus Christ will get the credit for his work, his wonders, his miracles, his glory, his unfailing love, and for his promises. When the reinstitution of true Israel happens, no one will be able to say that God did not keep his word and his promises. And it will happen. Not only will it surely happen, but it will happen exactly as he has announced it in the Bible, and exactly how he will continue to announce it in great detail through my mouth on this very platform. The litmus test was given to me by Jesus Christ between August 7th and August 15th, 2024, and this is his testimony of the surge of false prophecy and witchcraft manipulation in the church. The Lord has now taught us how not to be deceived any longer. So anyone who continues to go after these wizards and charlatans will not have the slightest excuse any longer. I can only praise the Lord Jesus for caring this much about us, so much that despite the thousands of years of disobedience and arrogance on our part, he has not abandoned us in our perdition. I praise Yahweh for his long-suffering, loving-kindness, mercy, and grace. We have done absolutely nothing to deserve such care and attention from you, Heavenly Father. Yet here you are, like the good shepherd that you are. You are continuing to contend with us, to take us out of pits of darkness and bring us into your light. Praise be to you, Yahweh. Praise be to you, our Lord and our King. May we never forget that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the keeper of creation and the creator of all, the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. To you be the glory today, tomorrow, and forever and ever. Amen. I will leave you with Micah 3 and Jeremiah 23 as scripture to study so that you may know how much the Lord hates false prophets and false teachers. We must do better than this. This is not what Jesus Christ shed his priceless blood on the cross for. Desert these false prophets and repent before the Lord. After today, you cannot say that you did not know any longer, and you will be judged according to it. It is time to say enough is enough and break free of this sorcery in the church. Destroy the idols of your hearts and remind yourselves of who died for your sins. Remind yourself of who paid the price for your life and salvation. And it is not your prophesied wizard, but it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming back soon. It is time to say enough is enough and return to your Lord and Savior. Repent and do not stop repenting. Repent and do not stop repenting. Time is running out. I am here to sound a trumpet call to true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. Read John 15 to look at the fate of those who are not fruitful. And before I conclude this, I invite you to subscribe to the Fruitful Report. The Fruitful Report is a weekly newsletter that the Lord made me establish. He actually made me establish this 2 days ago. And this The objective of this newsletter is for you to stay up to date with the prophetic word of Jesus Christ to his people. And the principle is simple. Every Tuesday, you will get a full report of all the prophecies that were published the week before. You get it in your email. The Lord said that you need this. This is more work for me. Okay? It is additional work for me. I would happily not send this newsletter. But the Lord wants you to stay up to date with the prophetic word, the things that he's saying, for you to be able to see, okay, have I watched this? Have I listened to this? Have I went and read this recent one? Because these prophecies will come with instruction, like the 1984 prophecy came with definitive instruction. And these instructions are instructions that will save your life. So if you want to subscribe to this, please go to thefruitfactory.co/report. thefruitfactory.co/report. I will add the link in the description bar of this audio or this broadcast, depending on where you're listening. So thank you for listening to this. I am Elvira. I am the Lord's servant for this work. And the Fruit Factory is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. May you be found among the fruitful. Thank you, and I'll talk to you in the next broadcast. Goodbye.